Thanks for listening to today's podcast. If this ministry has touched your life in any way, contact us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook or by emailing us at bfwcgeorgetown@gmail.com. Feel free to share your prayer requests or comments. We hope you enjoy today's message. Blessings to you and yours.
I want you to turn to Romans chapter 8. Verse 31, and when you get there, give me a loud amen, because I believe some of y'all are still drunk in the Holy Ghost. I don't know about anybody else, but over the past couple Sundays, there hasn't been much preaching because of the anointing. And that's great. Amen. But I want everybody here just to say this with me. Say more. Say more. Say more. How many of you just want more? More of Him. Come on, guys. How many of you want more of His presence? How many of you want more? In Romans chapter 8, verse 31, and those that had your hands up earlier for those scriptures, lift them again. She's got them for you. I want to make sure you get them. I do not want you to leave without getting one of those. In Romans chapter 8, verse 31, if you're there, say amen. You find this passage of Scripture here to the church. Everybody say to me. Come on, say to me. In Romans chapter 8, verse 31, it says then this. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, come on, say it. If God be for us, then who can be against us? Now, I'm going to break this down in a minute because I got to get you to see something. But first of all, can I just get us to realize that if God is for us, I dare you to look at somebody and say, you got to know who's with you. Come on. Who in here knows who's with you? No, come on. How many of you teenagers know who's with you? When you go into school, who's got your back? How many of you adults know that when you're in the middle of a mess, things are not going right, you got to know who's got your back? When you come in and your body ain't lined up, Lisa, and you come in the door and you're limping, but in the presence of God, all the swelling leaves your legs instantly and you're able to stand up with no cracking and no popping. If God is for us, then who can be against us? Can I help you? Everybody here needs to make that your motto. If God is for us, then who can be against us? How many of y'all will realize that when tests come, trials come, things come, that they're going to come, but if I have Him with me? Y'all going to make me preach. Huh? I don't care if you shout or you don't shout. Watch this. Watch this. I've learned that in my life, my joy is attached because I know who's with me. My strength is attached because I know it's His strength and not mine. My healing is because I know He's with me, not because I try to do it myself. Is everybody hearing your pastor? See, we got a choice. We can stay and try to do it on our own, or we can get in the driver's seat and realize He is the GPS. He leads. He guides. Is everybody doing all right? He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give? I was just wondering if anybody was there. Give. Look at somebody and say, yeah, you. Give us. Come on, watch this. How many of us realize that there is no, y'all ain't going to help me here. Well, that's just for the pastor. That's just for the praise and worship leader. That's just for the teacher. No, He freely gives. Everybody, shout it. Just shout it. Everybody. There is no difference whether you be Jew, Gentile, or Greek. Are you hearing me? Whether you be whatever, He freely gave to us all things. No, wait a minute. Something's moving. Something Y'all missed that, didn't you? Some things moving. Some things changing. Can I just help you? Are you ready? Wait a minute. How many of you are realizing that God's got all of your things? Wait a minute. Wait, Pastor, I worked for that. No, you didn't. God blessed you so you could work for that. Amen. Come on. All things. Your healing is a thing. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me. My back. Lord, I need a healing in my back. I need you to touch that thing. Is everybody okay? Y'all looking at me funny. Watch this. If God would not hold back his own son so that he could get to you the thing you needed. Oh, come on, somebody. Do you realize how important you are to God? God said, I'm going to send my son so you can get it all. And you walk around with a self-confidence problem. Let me help somebody. You ready? God sent his son so you could have it all. All things. Watch this. I don't want to just go to heaven and enjoy streets of gold. I believe that I can receive the blessings of God right here. Come on, can anybody realize that your healing can happen here? My prosperity can happen here. It doesn't depend on anybody. It doesn't depend on a job. It depends on the grace of God and the blessings of God in my life and the promises of God, which are yes and amen. Are you realizing that God said this? He said, if I didn't keep my son, my best, my only. I don't know about anybody else, but that kind of makes me feel like, wow. It humbles me because I realize that God looks at me and says, you are of such great worth. You are of such great worth that I'll release my son so I can get to you, Dot, all the things. You know you're loved? No, how many of you know you're loved? Ladies, can I speak to you for a second? You're a handmaiden of God. He put creation inside you. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Can I just speak to you women for a second? You are not junk. You are not trash. God put creation inside of you. I don't think you've ever thought of that before because you don't realize God took a piece of himself and he said, now I got to put a piece of me inside of them so that I can create. I'm going to put creation on the inside of them. I'm going to cause them to create. I don't know who that was for. There's a woman here that is dealing with some things right now, but you need to realize just how precious you are to him. You are his handmaiden, and he loves you, and he doesn't want you to be abused or hurt. He wants you to be a precious thing. Hallelujah. There's a lady here. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit just said you got to tell them because they don't understand how precious they are. Can I move on? I better move because I'll get in trouble. Verse 33. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Now, can I break this down in our terms? Are you ready? Any tongue that rises up against you. No, y'all ain't going to help me. Any tongue that rises up against you. Do you understand that the attack of the enemy right now, he's after your character. Is everybody hearing your pastor? Listen, he's after your character. He ain't after your money. He ain't after your body. He's after your character. What he wants to do is rake you and break you so that when people look at you, they go, ain't nothing ever going to come good out of that right there. But I'm here to tell you that what the word said is this. If there anybody that lays anything against God's elect, oh, you ain't going to help me. You've been set apart. You have been sealed by the Holy Spirit. You are an anointed woman and man of God, and you are his. And when you do that, God looks at them and says, I justify them. Can I help somebody in here? Are you ready? It may look like they got you. It may look like they beat you down. It may look like they got everybody believing about you and believing the lies and the stuff that's been there. But I got a God that reveals all truth, and all I got to do is just follow him. And when I follow him, he'll cause the naysayers to become your yay-sayers. You ain't going to say nothing. Sometimes all you got to do is just be quiet and let God be God. Get off of Facebook. Can I just say this and everybody be okay? Shut up. Sometimes just keep your mouth shut and go, God, you got this. And you just keep right on walking. And whenever this one rises up, you say, God, you got this. And you keep right on walking. And there's times whenever they come in your face. And when they come in your face, you can look at them and say, the Lord rebukes you. It's time for us to realize that God is saying, I'm calling a generation of people, a race of people to rise up and call me who I am. Am I your God or am I not your God? And if I am your God, then I justify you. I call you who you are. I've anointed you for who you are. You're not junk. You're not trash. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. You're above and not below. You're the head and you're not the tail. Come on, some of us need to realize that even though your body ain't lined up yet, doesn't mean God ain't God. Maybe it's just time for you to stand up and say, you know what? My God's going to justify that thing too. Come on, how many of y'all spoke to your body and say, it's time for you to shut up in Jesus' name? It's time for you to shut up, and get out. Because I got a God that's bigger than you, and I'm here to tell you I'm putting you on the run. Some of y'all need to go into your families right now and just begin to go ahead and say, I got a God who justifies. I got a God who's got my back. I got a God who loves me. And I know everybody in here has got some people who love you, and you got some people who hate you. We all do. So look at somebody and say, good. Not everybody's going to like you. Can I just go ahead and come up here and preach that for a second? Not everybody's in your corner. Not everybody's going to like you. You know what I want to tell you? Just shut up and let God justify. Is this okay? Because when you want more of him, he'll cause himself to become more in you. I told the prayer team this on Thursday night, and listen, I'm telling you, some things that happen in here on Thursday nights are just, it's just God. Sometimes we need to realize that you need to encourage your brother and sister. Can I just go here for a second? Give me that. Give me your paper. Can I just share that? The Holy Spirit just told me just to pull this one scripture out for you. Y'all write this down. Because this needs to start happening in this church. The Lord just arrested me and told me to do this. You ready? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11. How many of you want to see more of his presence? How many of you want to see more of his glory? How many of you want to see heaven touch earth? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11 says, therefore, encourage one another and build each other up just as, in fact, you are doing now. Can I just, and that's New International. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together, edify one another, even as you also do. Are you ready? Can we get to the place where we find something to edify somebody else about? Come on. When can we get to the place and just say, man of God, you look great today. Oh, it is good to see you. Man, it's good to see you in this house. I felt the anointing of God come in when you came through. Y'all ain't going to help me up in here. Y'all ain't going to help me. I just got to tell you, woman of God, I've been praying for you, and when God brought you in today, you just ignited my spirit. Come on. You begin to realize when you edify somebody, you know what? I realize that there's pain in your body, but you know what? The anointing moved when you got your hands on that keyboard. And the anointing will break that yoke as well. I had to just say that in Jesus' name. Come on. When are we going to get to the place where we say, God, we want more of you. We want more of you. And if we want more of him, we got to do what he says. Is everybody good? Is everybody good? What would it be like to come to church and as you walk in the door, somebody's got something good to say about you? Good Lord, we got enough people in the world to talk bad about us. Come on, isn't it be good to come in the house of the Lord, somebody look at you and say, my God, I thank you for bringing them in the house today. Come on, you know, I love a smile, but man, there's just something about, listen, I know when I come in the house of God, I get a hug from Lachey, I know it's real. No, y'all ain't going to help me in this house. When will we come to the place where we begin to edify? Quit looking at their faults. You got them too. Preach, Pastor. Matter of fact, I got more than all of y'all put together. Pastor, you got it all together. You a bag of chips. Ah, man, I'm the worst mess up in the world. The difference is you know what? I die daily and I let God fix my messes to become my message. Y'all ain't saying nothing. When I miss God, I'm quick to repent and I get back in his presence. Oh, I got to get a little closer to you, Jesus. Oh, I got to let you go ahead and kill that attitude a little bit more in me today. Lord, I got to shake off what just happened right there. And Lord, I got to get closer. I walked around this place this morning. Lord just said, I'm sorry, Pastor just got off on a tangent. Lord just had me walk around this place. He said, all I want you to do, Pastor, is just wave your arms all over this house and stir up my spirit. You said you wanted more. Tell them. Tell them if they want more, they can have it. If they want more, all they got to do is open up their mouth and say it. All they got to do is ask me. All they got to do is cry out for me. Oh, come on, guys. How many of y'all are beginning to realize that the problem is we ain't crying out enough? Oh, listen, when we get to the place where prayer meeting on Thursday nights is as big as Sunday mornings, my God, you better watch out for what begins to happen. Because then we get to the place where we say, God, I just can't handle. I got to have more. I got to have more. I got to have more. Lord, I just can't be away from your presence. I just can't be away from you, Lord. I realize, God, that you are my God and you got me. I realize, Lord, that you prepared some things for me. Amen. At least I got somebody to preach with me. Can we go back to Romans real quick or I'll never end? Verse 34, this is going to preach to somebody. You ready? Who is he that condemneth? Is it Christ that died? Yea, rather that he rose again. Who is even at the right hand of God who also makes intercession for us? Can I just stop right here for a second? Are you ready? Who keeps telling you over and over in your mind that you can't be a child of God? Who keeps whispering to you that you're not going to make it or you can't do it? Who is it that keeps feeding it? It ain't Jesus. It just got quiet in here, didn't it? It just got quiet in here. That is not the Lord. The Lord does not work in condemnation. The Lord works in conviction. You'll find something in your life and the devil comes in and says, see, I told you you can't walk it out. And then the Holy Spirit comes in and says, you know what? You missed it, but let me help you make it. We're going to overcome this thing. Are you ready? Are you ready? See, the problem is that you're living in condemnation, so you can't get to the next verse. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? What? Tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or a sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all day long, and we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Can I just stop right there? Can I help everybody? Are you ready? Can you handle 2 minutes? Can you handle it? Yes or no? If not, I'll close you and go home. What's causing you to miss his glory? What's causing you to miss his love? Can I just help everybody here? We're about to have a love feast. The Lord is pouring out his love so much on you that it is going to break bonds in this house. You're going to see people snot all over each other. You can get your antibacterial later. You're going to come in this house and people are going to weep and cry. People are going to be real. Oh, you don't want me to preach right here. When you're not here, you will be so missed that when they see you, they'll rejoice. Come on, real love. I believe that there's an awakening of love that's getting ready to happen and joy that we ain't never seen. You know what? We're about to have it to where you don't want to miss church because you know you're going to miss them hugs. You know you're going to miss the presence of God. You're going to miss His hug. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me up in here. How many of y'all just feel the love of God in here right now? You don't want to go home. So what's going to keep you? What keeps you? How many of you had a battle coming to church this morning? Anybody have a battle coming to church this morning? It's quiet, isn't it? Anybody have some issues arise? You know, I look around the room and people are just like, yeah. Pastor, don't look at me. Yeah. And then you look on the other side, and while I look away, somebody else raises their hand like, yeah, I got this. Verse 37. Are you ready? I could wrap all of this up in just this verse right here. You ready? Nay. No. In all these things, we are can we go back and we'll try it again? Because I believe there's power in unity. Nay, no. In all these things, something's moving. We are than conquerors. We are than conquerors. In all these things, we are than conquerors. Can there be a higher level than conqueror? Yes. You ever thought about that? Why did he write it that way? Wait a minute. You mean to tell me there's another level above conqueror? Yeah, it's called kingship. How many of you realize you're a king and a priest? How many of you realize that you're called and anointed? How many of you realize you're a son and daughter? Oh, let me help everybody. You know what? See, there's a difference between an orphan and a son. Y'all don't mind if I go here for a second. This one's free. And the prodigal son, he squandered all he had. And when he came to his senses, y'all know the story. He said, that ain't what his daddy said. He said, y'all ain't going to help me. He said, it was better being a servant in my father's house than to be in the mess I'm in right now. But when he was on his way back, it says the father was looking for him. When you're an orphan, there's nobody looking for you. But when you're a son, there is one that looks for you, and he's already prepared. See, y'all missed the whole thing. When he said, go get the ring, go get the robe, go get the shoes, he already had it laid out for him. Do you understand that when you're a son and you miss him, he still has it laid out for you? He's just looking for you. Oh, God, have mercy right now. That's revelation to somebody. Watch this. When you are a son, he looks at you and says, shh, go get the ring. How many of you have missed God and then when you come back to him, you hear him say, shh? Go get the ring. Bring me the robe. A lot of people throw to the side robes. But isn't it funny that there was one who had a coat of many colors. And it symbolized what it was supposed to be. See, you need to realize, can I help you? You're a daughter. You're a son. You're going to walk more in the anointing than your daddy. We are more. Is anybody feel something just stirring in your gut right now? The Holy Spirit is just, he's trying to get you to realize you settled for fighting the battle and winning. Y'all about to make me sit down for a second because y'all looking at me funny. See, many of us just rejoice when we win the battle. Woo! I came through. The battle was the Lord's in the first place. I was already set up to be a conqueror. But then Jesus turns around and says, in everything and in all things, I've made you more than a conqueror. In other words, I've set you up to not just be a conqueror. I set you up to be able to rule over it. So that in all things, I'm going to bring you not just what you need, but what I'm trying to bless you with. I'm trying to bring into your life more than what you understand right now. Do you understand in a kingdom, people bring money to the king. He didn't work for it. Some of you need to begin to realize you're in a conqueror mindset, but God called you to more. Hallelujah. Man, I don't know about anybody else, but man, I want to get to the place where the Lord says, you know what? I set you up to be more than just a fighter. I set you up to be more than just one who takes dominion. Come on, somebody. You're supposed to be more than a conqueror. You are. Through him that loved us. Can I just say this to everybody? Are you ready? I got to stop because the Holy Spirit says I do. Tuesday night, I hope I get to preach to rest. You thought that was good. You ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't even got to the meat yet. 3:00 this morning, I felt the Holy Spirit come into my bedroom. My wife is away right now at Emmaus. She's on a spiritual awakening. It was just me and the Holy Spirit. And at 3:00 in the morning, I heard him whisper, "You want more?" I said, "I want as much as you can pour out." I woke up and he began to give me the word for this morning because he wouldn't give it to me. You ever had those times where it's like, you know, you had to preach or you know you had to do something, and it just, the Holy Spirit said, "No, I'll give it to you when I'm ready to give it to you." So at 6:00, you know what he tells me? "Hey, get up. Write this down." I wrote it down. I said, "Glory, do I get more?" He goes, "Now roll over and take a 15-minute nap." I said, "But God is so good." He said, "If you'll close your eyes and shut your mind off, I want to speak to you." There's so many times we just need to sit still before the Lord. I believe the Lord is saying to the church, are you ready? You can have more if you want it. And if you want it, you'll ask me for it. And not just ask me for it, you'll walk it out right to get it. How many of y'all in here just are beginning to realize, man, I just need more. I got to have more. Anybody here just feel something stirring in you that just says, God, I got to have more. I got to have more. Hey, can we just do something real quick? Can we just bow our heads and close our eyes for just a minute? I don't know about anybody else. I want a move of God.
not a revival. I want a manifestation of a move of God. That every time I come in His presence, I am realizing He is already moved and I just follow Him. See, I had to clarify a move of God, didn't I? God has already moved, but we've missed it. So, Lord, we need eyes to see, heart to understand. So with every head bowed and every eye closed right now, do y'all mind if I just pray for a minute? Can I just pray as your pastor? Father God, I pray and I release over this house that, Lord, You will begin to awaken every gift, every calling. That, God, You will draw them like You have never drawn on them before, because, God, time is short. Father, I pray that right now in Jesus' name, Jesus, I call You to the forefront. That, Lord, men and women of God will rise up and begin to call You who You are. And that, Lord, we will see a tangible manifestation of Your presence in every service, Lord God. Every time we just bump into somebody that, Lord God, is full of the Spirit of God, the Christ that's in us will ignite the Christ that's in them. Lord, I pray that right now, that, Lord, Your Holy Spirit will begin to move in our families. Lord God, move, Lord God, in our jobs. Move in our lives, Lord. Lord, we desire more of You. We desire more of You. Some of you in here, the Lord's even saved your life. Some of you in here still wondering, what in the world am I here for? I can tell you it's because God has something special for you. With every head bowed and every eye closed, is there anybody in this house that would just say, Pastor, I need to repent. I just need a fresh start. Now, I know that some people in here prayed a prayer before, but you slipped right off again. Let's make it right today. Is there anybody that can say that right now? Lift your hand. 1, 2, 3. Lift your hands up. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hands are still going up. Come on, just one more minute. Just one more minute. If you lifted your hand, listen to me. In 1 John chapter 1, it says, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us. I don't have to pray a sinner's prayer with you. You have to go to Him and just say, Lord, here it is. Forgive me. So right now, I want you to do that. Just say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, right now, forgive me. Set me free. I know You died and rose again. And Lord, I missed You. But Lord, I want more. With every head still bowed, there's just one more thing. There's some people in here, you really need some strength. You need some strength. You feel weak. You feel like you've been through it. If that's you, lift your hands up right now. Just be truthful in the house. Don't worry about it. Yes, my God, the hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask You, Lord, that, Lord, You would release on them. Lord, physically, I know there's some people who are tired. I just ask You that the Spirit of God will come over them just like Samson. Lord, I pray for a physical strength to begin to come into them right now. In the name of Jesus. If that's you, just lift your hands up real tall and just say, Lord, I need that right there. I need that, Lord. I need that. I'm tired. My body hurts. I'm wore out. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I just pray it, Lord. Lord, You placed it on Him to complete the mission. And Lord, we all have things You've called us to do. So Lord, right now, I pray that, Lord, You begin to loose it on every person here. Loose it on them right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, there's some of y'all emotionally, you're weak. Come on, last thing, just keep your hands up. If that's you, I want you to lift your hands up. Emotionally, you're struggling. Emotionally. Wow. Actually, the Lord just said that there is a lady here. Emotionally, you're battling because of some things chemically. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray that their body lines up. Line up in Jesus' name right now. Line up. Now, Father God, I also pray that, Lord, you begin to strengthen them. Lord, they have to have their hope in the Lord. Our hope in you causes our emotions to line up. Lord, we put our hope in you right now. Lord, our hope is not just our trust. It is the divine knowing that you've done it once. And God, we know you're about to do it again. Hope. Lord, I thank you for touching right now. And I thank you for moving. We give you the praise, the honor, the glory in Jesus' precious name. And everybody said, amen.
Thanks again for listening to this podcast. If you've made a decision to follow Christ, we rejoice with you. Please let us know by contacting us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook. And we invite you to catch our next broadcast right here. See you soon.